was acting.
You weren't acting.
I believed it.
You know what I keep thinking? Can I be honest with you guys? And it not go anywhere else other than this room?
No, not going anywhere else.
No, nowhere else.
And somebody's going to get mad at me in this room when I tell you this.
13.
And I'm going to point at him. I'm not going to say who it is, but somebody's going to get mad at me when I tell you this story.
I'm crossing my arms now.
If I would have gone to Hollywood 10 years ago, I would have at least been a character actor winning a Golden Globe last
night. Is that what you really think?
That's what I really
and
honestly
And why would
think.
She be angry?
Because she told me to go to Hollywood 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What would you say in your acceptance speech?
My God, this is so unexpected. I'd like to thank my dad. I was born without a mother. And
that's the funniest thing you might have ever said.
When I've got people to thank, I don't win anything. And then when I don't have anybody to thank, I win shit. So I don't know. Isn't that what it's supposed to be? Like be able to thank people?
Thank yourself. You won that award for yourself.
That's right.
Is the Golden Globes the most
I think
self-congratulatory uppity one of all?
I think so a little bit. I don't know. I like the SAG Awards best.
I like the SAG Awards the best.
Because they're all drunk.
Is that daytime?
They're all drunk.
Oh, it's more of a party.
And it's in a tent.
Screen Actors Guild.
It's outside in the tent.
What is?
The SAG Awards.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a very beautiful tent.
Oh, it's a very nice tent.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
The Tonys. The Tonys are the daytime TV awards.
No, those are the theater.
I get the feeling, and Neil Patrick Harris.
It's daytime Emmys. That's the best award.
Is there nothing he can't do? I get the feeling the Golden Globes are fixed. I always have, and that's how they get everybody to come, is they tell you who wins before they get there.
Probably. But do you know did anybody else watch CBS Sunday Morning yesterday?
No, I did not.
I haven't watched it yet.
Lee Daniels was on there, and Lee Daniels is – he did The Butler. He did Precious.
I did see the
picture.
He did
Empire. He did – and you should have seen him.
Produced him. And directed or what?
He didn't write Precious. Precious was a book.
Okay.
But yeah, he's doing Empire and I think a new TV show called Star. But he's talking to – I think it's Mo Rocca.
Mo Rocca.
I love Mo.
And I – Lee Daniels' neck is just like
Stevie Wondering,
just going like he was.
I tell you what, Mo,
and he had, and he could tell he had like sweatpants on, and he was just like zero F's.
I follow Mo Rocca on Twitter, yes. And he tweeted a picture of Lee Daniels laying in his mink.
It is in his hammock.
It's a faux
his
mink.
Apartment. It's
Here's
funny.
What you need, brother.
But he's being so a he's, faux mink you can hammock. Tell he's not being serious because at one point he has his Apple laptop and he's on the thing and it just kind of slides over. It's just like, this is so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems like a cool guy.
Oh,
well, you
yeah,
know
very
that
talented.
Lee, he is the guy doing Miss Pat's.
Yes, he
show.
Is. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. But he talked about like I don't make movies to get awards. Like they asked him if he was bitter because he'd never won anything. He was like, no, like you don't get the award. That's not why we make the movies. And then he said something about, well,
I
yeah,
think
there
we.
It is. Isn't that crazy?
I was going to say, can we backtrack back to the mink hammock? Because I need to get one of these.
Bro, you totally need a mink hammock and like a photo shoot. You need a photo shoot in the mink. I'll come over and take pictures of you in the mink hammock.
Yeah. And if I'm at a bar, hey, girl. You ever made love in a mink hammock
hey girl,
before?
That's
you should
right.
just have a picture of no. you as your screen.
And I'll use that picture that chick takes to show the girl.
There
Boom.
You go.
This is
oh,
me
you don't. Oh, you don't think I got a mink hammock? Bang.
That's
Boom.
Power right there. If you create something in this on the spot, a girl's bucket list. Like, no, I haven't even thought of that.
That
sounds amazing.
I would always
I'll write it down.
That's the OG right
and
there.
Check it off.
But then she's like, oh, I've already had sex in a mink hammock. I go, but have you had sex in a mink hammock with me and a midget? No, you haven't. Let's do it.
Now, does Nora Jones count as a midget?
I don't know.
How are you feeling, by the way, buddy? How are you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling good. I'm on antibiotics now, and I'm back.
It took a while before you had it.
Somebody else at this table got sick.
You
and
gave it right
no, no,
to
no.
me.
It was a sinus infection.
And
I don't think that's contagious.
No,
contagious?
I think
he was.
You had
he
something.
Was dying.
I died. I died
when?
On
she
Thursday
died and came
night.
Back. Yeah.
On Thursday night, I picked Max up from football, and I was like, and he goes, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No, I'm not okay. Something's really, really wrong."
You need to start teaching.
I fell asleep and slept for 14. I was thinking on the way there. I was like. He might have to drive home. Like my equilibrium, I felt like just like drop kicked it.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't, like I was getting my bearings and eyes just watering and snot running into my mouth. And it was terrible. I looked like a toddler. And so.
She does look like a toddler when she's sick.
And so I got home and I passed out. And
14 hours later,
and a whole bunch of other shit happened in that time frame. But yeah, 14 hours later, I woke up. And Max was like, "Are you okay? I've never seen you like that." And I was like, "Blame Jeff."
Well, Jeff was dying for a week.
Yeah, that's true. But your immune system's probably not.
I haven't been sleeping, so it's been dead.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Why haven't you been sleeping?
See, you guys have different stuff. He wasn't sleeping. You slept like a dog.
I slept because I needed it because Grandma Faust said so. I heard that from Caitlin. And then I've just been drinking the shit out of green smoothies and green juices.
Wait a minute. How are we spelling Grandma Faust?
F-A-U-S-T.
Okay.
Like Jerry?
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's correct.
She said, if you sleep that much, it's because you needed it.
Is that her grandmother?
Her grandma.
I'll be dead. Her mom's mom, obviously.
Yeah.
I took a melatonin for the first time ever.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Wow. I had nightmares all night, and I spoke to a ghost.
Are you serious?
Yeah, best 12 hours of sleep I've ever had in my life.
I scared him to death as soon as I saw him after he said that about the melatonin, because I take handfuls of melatonin to get to sleep.
You're out of your mind, man. Yeah,
I finally found a reliable place to get the 10 milligram capsules, and then I went to the 10 milligram, what are they called?
Do you know the reverse effects of too much melatonin? Do you know what that happens?
I don't think anything because they're herbs. You're okay, right?
Nope, you're not.
What is it?
No, I'll tell you off the air.
I vomit?
No, tell you off the air.
My penis falls off?
Impotent.
He dies.
What?
It's death?
No, but there are some adverse effects of
death by penis.
No, there can't be any adverse effects because
but
it's an herb.
There can't be.
There's always a side
too
effect.
Much of everything.
You know
or
what?
Something.
If there is an adverse effect to it, I'll keep it to myself.
I just say the word melatonin and I get sleepy.
Mm-hmm. You take it?
No. Mm-mm.
They're called easily. They're quickly dissolving. Is what these are. They're like sweet tarts.
That's what you need.
Oh,
they go under your tongue.
No, you swallow them, but they dissolve really quick in your belly.
And I made the mistake of telling
you. But that's an herb, because herbs just dissolve really quick, right? Like you just put them there fast dissolving. So I'm sure it's fine.
You know what?
I will come at you all day.
There are a couple things that I know that you aren't aware of. Okay? Just one or two.
Welcome to the new podcast, everyone. Let's start it.
I love it.
I wrote this. I hope you enjoy it. This is from my album, The Many Moods of Chick McGee.
Is this Shakira?
The club isn't the best place to find
it's a new song.
The bar is where I go.
Who is it?
Me and my friends at the
table doing shots. Jack Johnson.
Ed Sheeran.
It's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, it is. He dropped him in the middle of the night.
I could tell his little British accent.
That sneaky bastard dropped this in the middle of the night.
Friday morning, they were there.
I love the Ed Sheeran.
January 1st, he said, new music coming Friday. So my daughter was so excited.
Ed Sheeran gets a lifetime pass from me for Thinking Out Loud, or whatever the name of that song.
Thinking Out Loud.
But he's an interesting looking fellow, isn't he?
Yeah. Not a rock star looking guy.
Is this the redhead guy?
Yeah. I'm going to do my Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
He doesn't look like that.
Yes, he does. John Mayer and Ed Sheeran gave each other tattoos on The Tonight Show.
Yes.
The Late Late Show, whatever he took over.
They did?
I don't know who. Yeah. Is that the Fallon? Oh, no, that's James Corden.
Ed Sheeran said, yeah, they took over because James Corden just sat in the UK for 2 months. He was like, I'm too busy to come over. So they had to have replacement hosts, and John Mayer was one of them. And Ed
John
Sheeran,
Mayer hosted this. Why didn't you
for three
text
days.
A brother?
I told everyone.
All right.
When was this?
This would have been last January, maybe.
Oh, a year ago?
Well, I thought it was last
I wasn't really
week
talking
or
to
something.
Yeah, we didn't. We weren't friends.
Oh, no, this is a while ago. Yeah. But Ed Sheeran's tattoo that John Mayer gave him says, cool dude, with an arrow pointing to Ed Sheeran. I think the cool spelled with a K. And then John Mayer's tattoo that Ed Sheeran gave him was just a cat, a little cat face, a little stick cat. Chick's impression is spot on.
If you had the hair,
don't think so. I like him.
It looks like
Oh, wait a minute.
It doesn't have anything to do with whether he looked like him. You like him. That's fine.
We're not taking into account brother's a redhead.
I have a thing for redhead.
A lot of girls do. It's really weird.
What?
Redhead?
Yeah.
What? A lot of girls.
How many different things do you have? I always think of, you know, Shaq and... Okay. And
if this motherfucker walked into a restaurant and go, hey,
what are you guys doing?
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, could you clean up this mess?
Hey, this table needs bust.
Right.
Come over here.
Give it a bust, boy.
Hey, squint at his name tag. Ed, you want to come over here and bust this table?
No, I just, you know how Chick wants to have the rainbow coalition of friends or whatever he's going to do? What are you going to do?
The rainbow of friends.
I like rainbow of lovers.
Sure, gotcha.
Lovers.
All right, then.
Welcome to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee.
The new.
Chick McGee Show. Totally new Chick McGee Show. It's all adversarial. We hate each other.
You know what? Right. Fuck you.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. And I haven't done this in a while. Jason is at the Jason Hoffie.
At Jason Hoffie.
At Jason Hoffie.
H-O-F-F-I-E.
On Twitter. Vibbert is at the Jeff Vibbert.
V-I-B-B-E.
A lot of B's. And, yeah. And, Jessica is at the Jess Expo. Mm-hmm. There's another Twitter address out there for her, but ignore that.
Yeah, they still won't let loose of it.
The Jess Expo. So, speaking of Twitter, mm-hmm. Tom Brady went on Instagram yesterday, and guess what his Instagram name is?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
My question is, how the hell did he get Tom Brady? Well, according to the boy wonder here.
Mm-hmm. Someone else had Tom Brady, and they said, sorry about you. Tom Brady's
yanked
getting
it
Tom Brady.
And gave it to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That seems like bullshit to me.
Nuh-uh, because when you sign the Instagram agreement at the beginning, it says that they basically own the name. They can take it back from
you. Wait a minute. So, Jeff, tell him what I'm doing.
Taking off his glasses?
Wait a minute. You read the Instagram agreement?
I read all my agreements.
You read the iTunes agreement?
Yes. My lawyers tell me to.
She won't sign anything without looking at it.
See, now we're trying to outlie each other. This is exciting.
I know.
This is very exciting.
It's a new thing.
Jess signed the Podcast One agreement.
Oh, my God.
And no, that, I don't think anybody did.
And that, yeah, I didn't sign. I don't know. I don't even know. Who the hell's?
With a monkey sign.
Yeah. monkey signs it. Fuck, I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Tom Brady, which I'm Tom Brady on Instagram and signing contracts.
Yeah. What's your Instagram? Jess Hooker underscore, right?
Underscore, yeah.
Is it the Jess Hooker or just Jess Hooker?
No, I'm just, there's probably lots of me, but there's an actress named Jessica Hooker.
What's she been in?
Does she go by Jessie?
No, I don't think so.
What's that all about?
What?
She's Jessie.
Jessie?
Okay, hillbilly accent.
Jessie.
There's a story.
That's even worse. That's even much worse.
There's an impression that my kids make me do. Of an aunt. We were at a funeral.
Sandwich dance?
No.
Oh.
An impression of our aunt.
Oh.
That my kids make me do. We were at a funeral, mm-hmm. and it's kind of the thing on. I say before we go into a funeral, kind of to like lighten the mood. But Max or Addie? Addie. Addie was a baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Baby Addie.
And I was walking across the funeral home, the parlor, and an aunt from Kentucky says, Jesse, give me that baby. And now that's what I say every time I do it.
That's pretty good.
Funny. Yeah.
That's almost as good as my screaming
Jesse,
your name across
give
a
me
crowded,
that baby.
Across a crowded store.
Yeah, so that's
Jesse,
give me that baby. Yeah.
Jesse.
And yeah, so that's we say that. A
that's
lot.
Good. Is
that's
that
good.
The coolest name that can go either way? Jessica? Jesse?
Jesse. I heard something the other day that Shakespeare invented the name Jessica. Is that possible?
There's,
he did a lot.
There's a it's stunning not, number of words that
and,
Shakespeare
and
invented.
Phrases and, yeah.
Words and
it's
phrases.
It's not in the Bible.
Jessica isn't?
No. I guess not. If Shakespeare invented it. I mean, now we're getting into a timeline here. I don't know.
I don't know about that. And who knew it and who knew it when? Jennifer, Shakespeare invented. It's a form of Guinevere.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. I think I think Gwen's a pretty name.
Words, Shakespeare... Billy Shakes.
Swag. Shakespeare made swag.
He did.
He invented swagger. Not Jay-Z.
The English language owes a great debt to William Shakespeare. He invented over 1,700 of our common words by changing nouns into verbs.
What?
Well, that's very, like you take a noun.
Really Jason that.
Not proper.
Not proper noun. That's
funny. Hey, you want to, no, it's like, can you win Christmas? Is that it? Did he come up with that sort of
an stuff? Arby's. No, that's not right either. What is that when you do that? When you take the Arby's name and you make it the
I want Arby's.
Go get an Arby's.
You want an Arby's is what you say.
Well, you know the rule on that. If it sounds like a vowel, you got to use an. If it sounds like a consonant, you use a.
I know. That's why I said an Arby's.
A horse, an erection.
A see? Arby's, an Arby's.
An Arby's.
R.
Doesn't an Arby's sound better than a Arby's?
No, but the ah, it's the ah. It's not the R, it's ah.
Hang on. Here's 1,700 words. Here they all are now. arouse?
Yes.
not are you.
He loves the podcast. Champion? These are just some, obviously. You leaving?
No, I'm cold.
It is cold in here.
My toes are
oh, no, I might.
All of us have long underwear on.
Let me tell you.
You do?
Show me your long underwear.
I brought my.
Oh, we have matching black long underwear. Oh,
no, there's a long underwear. I got the gray going today.
Well,
I
brought my
boots.
Slippers.
Thank you.
You like my what?
I like his boots. I already complimented your shoes. Calm down.
What are they called?
Boots.
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 Puss in boots.
Crushing puss, huffing dank.
Wearing boots.
Shakespeare came up
wearing
with that.
Wearing boots.
Yep. Skim milk.
What?
What?
That's according to this. The English, blah, blah, blah. Prefixes and suffixes, devising words, wholly original. Below is a list of a few of the words Shakespeare coined, hyperlinked to the play and scene from which it comes. When the word appears in multiple plays, the link will take you to the play in which it first appears, forsooth. Okay, let's hit skim milk, see where that comes in. Yeah, it clicks. King Henry IV, part one. But for mine own part, my lord, I could be well take two.
Set it up.
But for mine own part, my lord, I could be well contented to be there in respect of the love I bear your house. He could be contented. Why is he not, then? In respect to the love he bears our house, he shows in this he loves his own bond better than he loves our house. Where the hell skim milk?
Skim milk. Just say skim milk.
See, I think he made bear into the love I bear.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, that's my guess.
Let me see some more. That's out of the Shakespeare play. The purpose you undertake is dangerous. Generous, dangerous. Dangerous, cold.
Basically the same.
Where the hell skim milk?
I feel like it's okay.
It was
good.
Grade
that was
English
fun.
Class
yeah,
again.
Let's do something different.
I thought maybe you'd play some Jay-Z or something.
Are we out of here?
Mm-hmm. No.
Let's do
puking?
It. Ew.
Puking is Shakespeare. Swagger.
Swag.
Told you.
Yeah.
There it is.
Huh.
Grovel. Gnarled. Mountaineer.
Ooh.
Ooh, thank you for inventing grovel.
Gloomy.
And that.
And that.
Laughable. He came up with laughable. That's amazing. You guys. No, nothing.
What else did
What's
he have
his
to
story?
Do?
What's his story? Did he have lots of women? What's his backstory?
Rumor has it someone else is helping Shakespeare write his plays because there's no way one man could have done all that.
Sir Francis Bacon. Yeah, that was the, I think. Is that right?
Was that his lover?
Or did I?
Lover?
Is he like the Elton John of his time?
I think he had
someone else helping him write stuff.
Oh, I thought you were saying he had sex with all the women, so we had to go to men.
I think we're getting him. I think we're getting. William
We're
Shakespeare
getting lots of
and
stuff
Ben Franklin
confused.
Mixed up. I think it was Ben Franklin.
But I mean, you got to think.
But he didn't. He had syphilis.
They had nothing
Franklin?
Else to do.
Who, Franklin or Shakespeare?
Ben Franklin had. No, it's not syphilis. What's the one that the gangster had, and it makes you go crazy?
Syphilis, I thought.
It could be, yeah, syphilis. Gone untreated, syphilis.
Or gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. Both of them are pretty bad.
But do you know who I'm
untreated.
Talking about? Who's the gangster that died from
Al Capone.
It? Al Capone. Yeah.
Beethoven's mom had syphilis.
Should okay, give it
here's
to him?
No.
Oh.
Here's 20 words we
What's
owe to
happening?
William Shakespeare. Number one, addiction. Number two, arch-villain. Number three, assassination.
Uh-huh.
Number four, bedazzled.
Ooh.
Number five, belongings. Number six, cold-blooded.
Mm.
Here are other words that William Shakespeare came. Disheartened, eventful, eyeball, fashionable.
What was it before?
Before it was eyeball.
That's the thing. I want to know what all these things were before.
Your eye sphere.
Maybe there just wasn't anything for it. They
Your
pointed.
Eye hole.
This is from
your eye hole.
Your blinkies.
This is my
your blinkies. Yeah. This is,
okay. Let's use the original word in this scene, and then we'll use eyeball. This is from one of my The Tempest, Act 1, Scene 2.
Do you see eyeball in it already?
Yes. Okay. Go make thyself like a nymph o' the sea. Be subject to no sight but thine and mine. Invisible to every blinky hole else. See the difference? Yeah. That's, of course, spoken by Prospero. God. I think we all know that.
Right.
Fashionable, half-blooded, hot-blooded,
ooh.
Inaudible.
Hot-blooded!
Check in, see. Yeah. Wow, do you see foreigners are going to be in concert?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Okay, Lady Bird, manager.
I care as long as the Eagles aren't there.
Cheap Trick.
Well.
Wait a minute, when's Cheap Trick going to be out there? Is Cheap Trick going with Foreigner?
Foreigner.
Okay, I'll go see Cheap Trick.
You will?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Cheap Trick song?
Your mama's all right. Your daddy's all right. They just seem a little weird. Surrender.
Is that what the song?
You know my famous Cheap Trick story? I lost them in the divorce.
You did?
The second divorce.
Why?
They are from Rockton, Illinois. And they used to rehearse in, while I was married, I guess, my uncle-in-law's basement.
Really?
Yep. Honest to gosh. Oh.
I don't feel like you ever had them.
Huh?
I don't think you ever had them to lose them.
Yeah, maybe not. Multitudinous.
No,
Newfangled. Pageantry. Scuffed. Turn it up.
Yeah.
Chicks Oh, here it comes.
The
Hustle Kiss Records out.
Yep.
There it comes. Kiss Records out.
Get it.
Mommy's all right. Daddy's all right. They just seem a little weird. Surrender.
You know what? Dream Police might be more my favorite than that one.
I don't know. Every time Max finds a new classic rock song, he plays it.
Is
over
he aware?
And
is he aware of Cheap Trick?
I don't know.
And they
so something about your mom being weird.
Fans of,
probably be on board.
Yeah.
You know, if I could get to them, I bet I could. We could have them on the podcast. Don't you think? If I tell them the story about how I lost them in a marriage.
Yeah.
And they would know. They would know Uncle Bill. I bet if I mentioned his name.
Sure.
Time out.
Go.
The Uncle Bill? The pet store Uncle Bill?
No.
The Uncle Bill Pet Baron? The Pet Store Baron?
Well, and they played with their friends the East Hills.
Yeah, they did play with the East Hills.
Shit, when did they play with the East Hills? Where's Hank? I miss Hank. How long's it been since I've seen Hank?
Call him. I don't know.
Have you seen Hank?
No, I was with Eileen on Friday, though.
Does she have one leg shorter than the other?
Nope.
Eileen.
The dream police, they're up below my bed.
That sounds better in the shower.
Well, then let's go to the shower.
To the showers.
All of us. To the showers.
So they're going to go out with Foreigner?
I believe so, yes.
Shit. We should try to.
They'll be here.
You know, these are all actual wants and needs that I would like to see the podcast. Cheap Trick on the podcast.
Okay, let's put this on the list of things that are never going to happen. I think.
Where are we going to put them? What do you mean?
Let's use this calendar we don't use for anything. We'll just write them on there.
I might have talked to All-Pro Putter over the weekend, and he is available whenever we say to come in and do the podcast.
King for the Oakland Raiders?
He did not make the Pro Bowl.
There was a
no, Pat McAfee.
Oh.
Pat McAfee was the punter I was speaking of.
We know.
You know, is there
I didn't
any
say
way...
anything in that segment. I'll just remind you to make you mad.
Go back to segment.
Is there any way... Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Is there anything I can offer today on the podcast that won't be either shouted down?
Nobody shouted you down.
Disagreed Whoa. With?
What, no.
What happened?
No. There's
what
nothing.
Just happened.
There's
ignored.
Nothing you can do.
Explain what just happened.
We're making
it. We're just making
comedy
a joke.
Oh.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, that's right.
I don't even know what that was, but it sounded like comedy song.
Hey, Jess, play that comedy song again.
Da-da, da-da, da-da. I don't know. That's all I got.
You
got
to move your arm. I
have to do it like this.
Oh, I'm remembering Kevee Rogers. Daddy, sing that flipper song.
Oh.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. Play that flipper song.
Mm-hmm. Kevee Rogers.
Kevee Rogers, mm-hmm. Everybody.
He's been on forever.
No.
Somewhat of a Lothario.
What's Lothario mean?
Jerk.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Oh.
I think I knew that either.
The time has come, ladies and gentlemen, to share some thoughts from the Chick McGee Show about TrueCar.com. TrueCar.com. There's something you need to know. If you use TrueCar, you can also help get a used car. Did you know that?
Used car, TrueCar. Sorry.
Before we get into TrueCar.com.
I'm so sorry.
What are you drinking and or eating? Run over that.
Well,
for us.
I'm chewing a smoothie.
So no matter what you put in there, does it come out that color?
No, this is
it sticks to the side, apparently.
It does. It's good.
You've
for
got
you.
Like four of those in my cabinet.
I know, I'll get them. I put there's H2O, there's romaine lettuce, there's spinach.
No, I want everything in their chemical compound form. Go.
And all the rest of them. Spinach. I could probably say iron for spinach. Spinach.
Effie.
A green apple.
Oh, really?
A half a frozen avocado. Chia seeds. Hemp hearts.
Chia. I don't know why I think that's funny.
Hemp hearts.
It's like you're making up stuff.
No, I'm not.
Is it hemp? Hemp heart? Is there high stuff in the hemp heart?
No, it's just hemp is a plant. It has. You can basically use all parts of it. And I put the heart of the
hemp. The heart in hemp.
I put the heart.
Wait, a plant has a heart?
No, it's just that they're like, it's like artichoke hearts. Artichokes don't have hearts.
So just the meat of it, basically.
Yes.
Lettuce has a heart, right?
If it's romaine.
You mean romantic.
All lettuce comes in a head, right? Speaking of coming in a head, Jeff, why don't you tell us about your week?
Okay.
Didn't you have a bed, Jeff, that...
Can you get down to the heart of the matter?
We already covered this.
I know.
No, Don Henley.
Dreaming with a broke... Was she really here?
No, she's not.
No. If you're listening to this, I'm so sorry.
I'm having fun.
Remind me... Mm. Yeah, it's you. Mm-hmm. Remind me... I will tell you, I saw two of the greatest documentaries of my life over the weekend. And I will share them with you when we come back. One of them's about...
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Close. It has in Texas. But first, let me tell you about True Car Certified Dealers. TrueCar.com. Over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available from True Car Certified Dealers across the country. You'll see what other people pay for the car you want. So you can buy with confidence. You can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing so you can enjoy a quick, easy buying experience. Only with the help of TrueCar, though. You got to get on this. If you're looking to buy a new car, new or used, TrueCar.com is the place to go. The TrueCar pricing curve, that shows you what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. And now you know what a fair price is, so you can feel confident. Once you register with TrueCar, you see a real price on actual inventory, competitive pricing, offered to you only by a TrueCar certified dealer for an actual vehicle on their lot. Look, you don't want to pay too much, and you want a competitive price. Is that asking too much?
Not at all.
It is if you don't have TrueCar.com. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Write the Chick McGee Show in there somewhere in your correspondence with TrueCar.com. We'll be back with part two of The Chick McGee Show and the two greatest documentaries of my life coming up next on Podcast One.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70.
That's Ed.
And baby, my
that crazy looking dude who chicken make a face just like him is making this beautiful song.
Kind of crazy. Welcome back to part two of the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. I'm 60. Jason's 40. Jess is 30. Viz is 20.
I'm going to be back in my 30s by this summer.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
How do
you
do my that? Knee's going to get better, and I'm going to be youthful again.
I, for the first time in my life since high school football, am looking forward to working out again.
Can I suggest you get a trainer?
Yeah, I kind of do it half-assed.
No, you do it half-assed, or it way too hard.
I'll train you.
Yeah, I go.
Go too hard, too fast. I was talking to my brother about all the weight you've lost, and he was telling me all the things you should do. So maybe you should call him. He'll meet up with you.
You meet up with me?
Yeah.
We'll go over to Champs?
I meant like at a gym.
Oh! Oh, working out at a gym. Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be helpful.
All right.
Guys, I know. Look, listen.
He's a good dude.
It's January 9th. I've been vegan for 9 days.
Mm-hmm. Is that a true statement?
That's 100% true. Yep.
So is that why when you're looking at potato chips, you got to – like, you're 100% vegan, so if it's, like, prepared in animal fat
No, because, like, I've had, like, I had some pretzels here last week, and I'm sure those had something, egg or butter.
Maybe.
Whoa, you're not, how vegan are you going?
the whole thing.
No, is that a stupid question?
No, you mean because there's people that say, I'm vegan, but I eat fish, or I'm vegan, but I eat eggs, or.
I mean, if you're vegan, you look at the ingredient statement. It's that simple.
Yeah, so I've just been
Is that true?
Yeah. But I haven't been eating prepared food. I only have to do that when I come here.
If I were vegan.
If you were vegan, I'd still eat steak.
the great Jim Gaffigan, I'm vegan only, but I eat.
Fish and chicken.
Chicken and pork, I think is what pork's funnier. No, it's surprising how little meat I eat anyway. You know?
Just said you ate a half a pound of bacon yesterday.
That's like the meat of all meats.
That's the worst meat of the meats. That's like the Satan meat.
Yeah, but then I vomited it right up. Is that bad?
Now, see, some people go vegan because of allergies. Like they have a dairy allergy, so they know if they go – they literally go vegan and then have chicken on the side.
The only
So they wouldn't be a vegan. They would just be –
No, but they look for vegan
stuff. So this is what I want to say. I don't identify as a vegan.
Wait a minute, what bathroom do you use?
Yes.
Is that going to change?
No, I'm saying that I don't. I just have a plant-based diet. And I would say whole foods too. Like I would
eat, okay.
Like I eat like garbanzo beans.
Let me tell you this. I like that term. My mind is much more open
to plant-based
diet than vegetarian or vegan.
It sounds like, because I feel like if you say, like, plant is my base, but I'm not going to make myself miserable. If I want a cookie or if I want something that has egg or dairy in it, then I'm going to eat it. But
we can get you vegan cookies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But
my problem has always been.
But I think when you say vegan, like Max said, vegan isn't just about what you eat.
Vegan's about telling everybody about it.
Right. He does it.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. And I don't. But you know what? In trying to decide what I was going to do to make myself healthier this year, my 36th year on the planet. Yeah. I look at what people look like that are saying, this is what I do. And do I want to look like that? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, like.
Well, how do you get the recipe, how to look like Amy Adams. How do you get that recipe?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just like, that's what I'm saying. When I'm looking at a diet, I look at, or a lifestyle change or whatever you want to say.
You see someone who's a smoker and you go, well, I don't want to look like that.
I don't want to look like that. Yeah. But it's also like, for me, and this is just my opinion, the Bulletproof guy. I don't know if you guys know him. He has a podcast.
He's on Podcast One.
Bulletproof Coffee. Yeah, he'll be at the Podcast One Christmas party.
Yeah.
So I probably shouldn't say this?
Probably not.
Oh,
if it's going to be negative, probably not.
No.
Now we got to cut all that out.
No, you don't have to cut it out. I didn't say anything. Okay, let's go to this. Let's go to like an Ayurvedic diet.
That's a shampoo, right?
No, Aveda.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ayurvedic mm-hmm. is like a like you eat according to your... Never mind.
Eat according to your what?
Like your body cycle? Type. No, not your menstrual cycle. Your body type. Like if you're a pitta, a veda, or a kapha.
Okay, now I'm
like
going
pitas.
To ask you.
I like it's what, pronounced pitta, but I like.
What
pitas.
Does all that mean?
It's like the Middle Eastern. It's like the oldest form of medicine is Ayurvedic medicine, and it's like, are you heavy and damp? Are you dry and hot? Are you like it's all these things about what body type you are. You can get online and take the test and find
Jeff
out.
Jeff, what are you? Horny and what?
Well, I'm a kapha because I've been a kapha all week. I hate myself.
There's that, but there it is a plant based diet. It's heavy in spices, digestive spices to help you.
My only issue with vegan is no dairy and especially egg. I love eggs,
but isn't there? I think the worst food I was ever on in my life was, I won't say which marriage it was.
Yeah,
but. That wife was very big on half stuff, like not fat, totally fat free, half the fat of cheese and half the fat of milk and half, you know, all those scientifically engineered products that take the calories and the fat out.
And they put other shit in
there. Well, no, what I was going to say was that isn't it more, and this might be me being stupid, but don't we need. Like
you need fat.
We need fats. We need cholesterol. We need cookies. We need no. But I'm
you
trying
may
to
just
say
the shark
my
there.
My point is no. My point is I've always had a problem with portion control. When I was very heavy, my portions were I would hate to see what I was putting away.
Sure.
When I weighed 100 pounds more than I do, but it didn't seem like anything to me. You know.
Yeah.
But isn't that a better way to go than?
You know what? I'm a firm believer.
Who's to say what's the best?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in what works for me is not necessarily going to work for you.
Right.
And some people can eat dairy and it makes them feel better. I don't know, but I know that there's something wrong because I eat healthy. Before I said I probably eat healthy 50-60% of the time.
But
I was
still
taking something in that was making me feel bad.
But you've got headaches and you just
my
feel
body's
bad.
In withdrawal.
You feel like shit like half the time, right? Or is that still going on?
Right now. Like I still feel like my body's in withdrawal. I haven't had like sugar, processed sugar. I haven't
I did had that. Some fruit. I last year, probably 9 months ago, 10 months ago, early last year, I reduced my sugar because I felt every time after lunch I had to have sugar.
Yeah.
There were times when I had to have sugar,
uh-huh.
and that it was tough.
It's the biggest drug addiction in the country.
It really is.
Yeah, and it's
as I'm drinking my sugar cola here.
You should stay away. What that's got to be a
all
name,
the white
right?
powders.
All the white powders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Put that.
Yeah.
Except
isn't that
cocaine.
The truth? Except cocaine, which is great for
too.
You know for everything. I mean, if you want to get shit done, get some cocaine.
Clear your sinuses.
What is you're that from? Right. When they say it like that, the cocaine.
The cocaine.
Cocaine.
You know,
it's Scarface. Oh, it's Bronson Pinchot from Beverly Hills Cop.
So you watched some documentaries this weekend.
Yes, I did. One I stumbled upon and one was a destination. The one I stumbled upon is called Tower, and it's about August 1st, 1966, when Charles Whitman went up to the University of Texas Tower and just started shooting randomly at people. And before he went up to the top of the tower, he killed his wife, he killed his mother. And
are you serious?
Yep. And this was in 1966, and he left these long drawn out notes that he was sure he had a brain tumor. And
did they do an autopsy?
Urging someone to do an autopsy, and they did do an autopsy, and they did find a tumor. But they also came to the conclusion that the tumor had no effect on why he decided to kill 18 people and wound
was he
39
in the military?
Others. Or, yes, he was.
So he was a bit of a marksman
he
anyway.
Was a Marine,
oh, okay.
And he was shooting people 600 yards away in downtown Austin because the tower is, I should know
there.
This, It's like, I want to say 100 stories. I mean, it's the tallest it's thing. It's the tallest. It used to be the tallest thing in Dallas. I mean, or in Texas, obviously, buildings in Dallas are higher than that. But people are being shot 600 yards away, and they can't hear the bullet until it's over. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
People are dropping, and then about 10 seconds later, so you hear the crack.
Does it ever say that in any of his notes?
Yeah, he just had it, I guess. I don't know. But
where do you snap that you've had enough?
Sure.
In your first.
Who knows?
Your first.
Well,
he killed himself, right?
No, two policemen and an assistant was deputized at the base of the tower, and they went up and shot him. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, where does that? I mean, the guy in Fort Lauderdale just what? Was that Friday at the airport in Fort Lauderdale? I mean,
right.
Where does that? But the way that the documentary is done is, I hate using this word, exquisite. I mean, it's wonderfully done because they use animation, and then they have, like, there was a lady who was pregnant, and she was one of the first ones shot.
Oh my gosh!
And she relates, well, I don't want to give it all away, but I mean, she goes through this and she's laying, it's 100 degree, August 1st, 1966.
So they animated her story.
So they, no, she, she is alive.
No, I know, but as she's telling it, we're talking about the animation where it was.
Right. No, they mix animation and they mix live reports, and it's really, really well done.
Okay.
And then the other one is
less sad?
Huh?
Less sad?
What is that?
Less sad? Is it
not
less?
As sad?
Not
yes.
as sad?
Well, it's called Bright Lights. It's about Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher.
Oh, they already did that?
Well, they had it already done, and
that's
I don't know if
weird.
They...
That's sad.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, they live next door to each other, and it's an hour and a half long, and...
They're best friends.
And they're best friends, and you can tell watching the documentary that if you didn't know what was going to happen, it you would well, of course, Debbie Reynolds died after Carrie Fisher died because she couldn't take it.
But what about Carrie Fisher's daughter?
What's her name? Yeah, she's out there somewhere. I mean,
she lost her grandma and her mom.
Right. Well, their brother. He lost his mom and his sister.
Oh, I didn't know she had a son, too.
Todd Fisher, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I saw him. Kind of looks like Todd Glass a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. You're exactly
but
right.
But that her urn was a giant Prozac pill.
Yes,
Carrie Fisher's.
That's
another thing that
and that was real. That was real.
I don't know. I mean, the picture looked real.
Really impressed Carrie Fisher, and I had no. And I'm going to go back and get the books and the postcards from the edge and all that. She was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I mean, really funny and like had funny bones. Mm-hmm. I mean, she would just like comment or offer an opinion. And she there's a scene in the documentary where she goes through these. They live in one of these giant old Hollywood homes in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And there's some of the stuff that they've kept in the house over the years that, daggone it, I forget who lived in their house. But it's somebody like old Hollywood star. You know what I'm trying to – like Vivian Leigh or somebody like that lived in that. And there's these really odd pictures that have been on the walls for whoever lived in that house, and they purposely left them behind. But Carrie Fisher gives titles to these that are just like this one. Unfortunately, is a young woman, but it looks like Kevin Spacey or something like that. And it's really, I had no
what's
idea
her name?
She was.
Or what's the name of the documentary?
It's called Bright Lights.
Bright Lights. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's Debbie and her daughter went to. What casino was it? Oh, Vegas was. Anyway, they had a casino act where they'd go, and Carrie Fisher was a hell of a singer too, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it was. Yeah. It's so those are two documentaries I recommend.
I feel like her and James Gandolfini probably would have sat down and they could sympathize with one another because they had more skills. Mm-hmm. And had more to offer, but the only thing anyone ever remembered them for is one.
And they were also not willing to sell out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, they addressed that in that she finally went to a fan con.
Oh, yeah.
A convention for, and obviously, you know, it's Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And I mean, the money that she could have, but she only, not that long ago, started doing them, I guess. And that's only because, I guess she was finally talked into it by someone she trusted a lot. And it was just like stupid money, and you shouldn't be, you know, you don't. Yeah. Don't turn your back on it. And she was against it. And
for a year's salary for a weekend.
Yeah, it was insane. Yeah. So it was a good.
So if anyone wants to hire us for any cons, we'll.
ChickCon. Coming up. ChickCon 2017.
ChickCon.
That's funny.
When I was sick, I had nothing to do but watch movies. I lay on the couch in one position so long that all of it started draining into my left eye.
Oh, yeah.
And my right eye. My left eye was just red. Yeah.
Ugh.
But I watched all the first three Indiana Joneses.
I know they're on Netflix now.
I watched them on Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah. Watched all three of them. Get away. Could do without all of them. They were all bad. I hated them all.
No.
They were all bad.
The first Indiana Jones is one of my favorite movies.
The third one is the best Indiana Jones. I'm saying it right now.
It had a good ending.
Is the third one the one with Short Round in it?
No, that's the second one.
Okay.
There was no...
you talking about me?
Short Round?
I hated the two female characters in one and two because all they did was go, Indy, where are you? Help me.
They weren't meant to be likable characters.
It was...
Karen Allen and...
I was so annoyed. And then the blonde...
Kate Capshaw.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Mrs. Steven Spielberg.
It is.
Yeah. Well, he needs to remarry if he
hasn't already. Take a look at his...
I just didn't like the Indiana Joneses. The third one is good. The second one is meh.
How about the fourth one? Did anyone see the fourth one?
I liked the fourth one. I saw it in theaters.
I did too.
I thought it was fine.
Oh, I didn't.
It was with the aliens and...
Yep.
Oh, Crystal Skull?
Yeah.
Is that the one where I played Spot the Stuntman? No, because he's like 80, you know?
Oh, yeah, you know? Sure.
Jeez. Oh, my God. Did you guys see, or did we, I think you guys did see this, but we didn't talk about it on the podcast, the Christmas card the Solo sent out?
Yes. Yep.
Gosh, that was funny. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Adam.
It was Adam Driver as Adam Driver's sixth grade picture and Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and Merry Christmas from the Solos.
I just watched This Is Where I Leave You when I was sick on Friday.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That is a really good movie.
That's a surprisingly good movie.
Uh-huh. Is there a classic movie that everyone loves but you secretly hate?
Ooh.
Man.
While you're thinking, I also watched the movie A Clockwork Orange. Garbage, Ken. Stanley Kubrick. Oh, you're an artist.
Love Clockwork Orange.
No.
Love Kubrick. Anything he touches is gold in my book, baby.
The Shining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love The Shining.
Shining was great.
There's a great documentary about Stanley Kubrick that he
Room
6, 5,
1237. I forget what number it is, but Fahrenheit, it's Room something.
527.
What? Fahrenheit 451. And NASA hired him to fake the moon landing because.
Oh, God.
And I think that's that the one started. You're talking about. That started. Do you want a little cocaine?
No.
Oh. No, that started because if you watch anything, Kubrick garbage, if you watch anything before 2001, which is amazing, which I didn't get either when I was 26.
Oh.
But.
I like Space Odyssey and The Shining, Clockwork Orange.
No, but 2001. Just if you take, I think it was made in 68 or 69 or somewhere along it. If you watch that movie and then line it up with everything before that, it's like, holy hell, how did he do this? Mm. I mean, it was
way ahead of his
time. It was like, future. Yeah. I mean, this was future crap.
So, does anyone have a classic?
I don't know.
I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life and I have no desire to watch it.
I've never seen The Titanic.
I've seen Titanic. I've never seen.
I probably would like
the one with the blue people. I've never seen that.
Yes.
Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar. I've not seen that either.
Do you like Avatar?
No. It was okay.
What's yours, Jeff?
Probably Indiana Jones.
Oh, get out!
I've never watched any Indiana Jones or any Star Wars.
No, my role. You've never seen any of the Star Wars? Mm-hmm. Not even the first one?
Nah, Max got me to the part where I find out that they're brother and sister, and then I fell asleep.
Whoa! Night. Who's brother and sister?
Star Wars, aren't they brother and sister? I thought they were lovers.
That's what they were leading you down.
Mm-hmm. A kiss for luck. Path.
But you're not from this America. You know that, right? No Star Wars, no NFL. Mm-hmm. Could care less.
No. She believes in the NFL, but it's all fixed.
I believe. Yeah, it's real. They're really playing games, and they're told what to do. You guys, at this point, I really don't have an opinion about it, but I know it pisses people off, so I'm just going to keep saying it.
Does it really? I mean, people... I don't know.
It really does bother people. There's a time when you probably would have get... Jeff gets a little upset about it still.
You piece of...
No?
I feel like people are pissed that I just shit on their childhood by saying Indiana Jones is a pile of garbage.
Me.
No, the first Indiana Jones movie is pretty great. Swell. Yeah. I mean, it's not an all-time great artsy craftsy movie. I mean, it's a popcorn movie.
It's an adventure. It's an adventure.
Action. It's an action movie.
I like some popcorn.
That does sound good.
Popcorn does sound good. But I like my popcorn white, and you don't. You put so much butter on it.
To turn it yellow, the way God intended.
And salt. So much salt.
Oh, God.
I mean, the music, Jeff.
The music's great.
It's amazing.
It's called The Score, Jason. The score is great.
So what was bad about it? I need to understand.
John Williams.
The female characters were awful, and it was too long. You could
there's
cut
no
some,
boobies
some...
to look at, Jeff. Is that what was wrong?
Yeah,
no,
that's what I'm saying.
Saying.
I need some titty, do you?
No, I just need some titty.
How about if there'd be some titty?
I'm saying the patriarch roles that were assigned to these females were... No, they were screaming and being very annoying.
Okay, so they're a small part of the movie.
And there were parts they kind of cut out.
I mean, Nazis, come on!
I will say
there's
this.
There's Nazis in Indiana Jones?
Yes!
Oh, yeah, sure. I will say this, that there. So, I used to have World a theory that there. That I had like this list of movies.
That's where it's set? It's set in World War II?
Well, yeah.
Yep.
The Ark of the Covenant.
1936.
The Nazis were trying to take it.
I had no idea that this was the premise for Indiana Jones.
Yep.
Is it that
the first
early?
One's 36, and then the next one's 30. The last
I thought it was like it's a jungle Nazi adventure gone bad, and they like get off of the get
what
lost.
Romancing the Stone?
Is no, that what? Yeah, I guess maybe that would be easy to get those two mixed up.
Here's what I heard when you just did that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
No, I had a theory that there were. I had this list of movies that would have been a lot better off had there not been any females in it whatsoever. I did. I had this theory. And I think Indiana Jones might have been one of them.
Yeah.
Because Karen Allen was like, oh, she can drink any man under the table and all this.
No.
I was fine with that part, but just her screaming and,
It's not me, it's Karen Allen.
She's just not that attractive. That was.
No,
that
I thought there was a cute part to her.
Have you seen Animal House?
No.
You never seen Animal House?
I've never seen Animal House either.
You haven't seen Animal House either? See? That. We need to hold a Chick McGee Show movie night at various locations. And invite people out we could do live commentary as it's rolling in front of our eyeballs.
I will say this. The second Indiana Jones where Golly Ma where he rips his heart out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been throwing Nora Jones on the bed and Golly Ma-ing her chest to rip her heart out.
Wait
soup? A minute. Which one do they rip their heart out?
The second one.
Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The soup? Remember the soup? The soup?
The eyeball soup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of a monkey skull? Yeah.
I don't remember the soup.
No, the... Yeah. And then they scooped the frozen monkey. Yeah. It was entertaining, but there was just parts...
there were parts
that were just too long. And the first one especially, where it's like, okay, you're digging. We get it. Speed it up. Find it. Find the ark. Ugh.
Really?
And they have these weird chase scenes where it's like comedy, but it's action. And I also saw the movie Prisoners. That was a good movie. An Ex Machina. Okay.
Is that the one with the sex robot?
Yeah. That's my new crush.
This is my friend Jeff Vibbert, everybody. Sex robot. Yeah. Indiana Jones. Garbage.
It was talking about technology betraying us. That was the underlying theme.
Wait a minute. Watch this, Jeff. Wasn't Drake in Indiana Jones the first one?
No, he was not.
Are you sure?
He would have ruined it if he was.
No, the girl ruined it.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I didn't like... Are you ready?
The new.
Me either.
I didn't care for Stranger Things.
Oh.
The farther I get from it, the less I like it.
I loved it.
I'll watch it. I'll keep watching it.
I haven't seen it.
If it had been
what
the first episode promised me it was going to be, I would have liked it.
Yeah.
Remember the guy gets shot right there in the first episode?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who owns the... Yeah. Why didn't they just go that? But then all of a sudden it was like this Sid Marty.
Is this just an 8 episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
8 or 9, yeah.
Okay. Is there going to be another?
Yes, they did sign on.
Okay. Okay.
Have you not watched it yet?
I haven't.
It's really good.
Don't tell him anybody else does.
I've heard it's kind of like set right around basically my childhood.
Uh-huh, 1984. And they're.
How old's the kid?
12.
Well, then, I was 11.
12,
in
84. 13, you think? Well,
then, then the dragon.
Too close to home?
I probably might be shouldn't too have close said dragon. Don't say
no,
dragon.
No, you would love. I mean, and it takes. I got Max the Hawkins Middle School T-shirt. It looks like an athletic shirt.
Oh, really?
Got that for Christmas. Yeah.
Nice.
I like that girl's name who played 11. What's her name?
Millie
Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
I loved her. She's great.
I wonder if
she's
her name was Bobby Brown, and they go, "Look, you can't be Bobby."
But
Brown.
She's British, so I don't think Bobby Brown
is
has.
She?
Yeah. You ever heard her little accent?
British.
Yeah.
I thought she was. Is she British or Australian?
Maybe she's Australian. It's the same.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
We've got to write this in the log of the show.
What? Indiana Jones is bad.
Jeff hates
Indiana Jones. What else do you hate, Jeff?
And this loves robots.
And loves sex robots.
Robots with titties.
Yeah.
What about
titty robots?
Do you remember the show Girl? Do you remember that movie? That is show. The movie Girl. Yeah.
With what's her face?
Nah. Uh-huh.
That's Boys Don't Cry. Never mind.
No, Girl was the one with who's the actor that all the girls love? And he's always had those memes, "Hey girl." Who is
it? Oh, Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling. Isn't Ryan Gosling in Girl?
Or is that Ryan Reynolds?
I don't know who you're talking. I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Are you thinking about the one with the sex
the
doll?
Yeah, with the doll.
No, that's
the real girl.
Oh,
Lars and the real girl. Yeah.
Oh, it's
Lars
not, it's
and the
girl.
Real. No.
Yeah, I saw that.
The name of the movie is Lars and the Real Girl.
It's not just called Girl?
No.
Oh, sorry.
It is Ryan Gosling. And my favorite part of I love that movie.
It's
and
a
my
good
favorite
movie.
Scene in that is when they invite him and the doll.
Uh-huh. His
to
brother
dinner,
and sister, I think.
The dinner. And he goes, "No, we can't go. She has school board that night." See, it's a sex doll. And
now
but there's a. What's the story, though? Like, he lost someone
it's
he loved.
Horrible.
Or,
yeah, it's really horrible and sad why he is attached
now,
to
now, Ryan Reynolds is in Deadpool, right?
Yeah.
Right. Is that worth seeing?
He is Deadpool. I enjoyed it. I bought it. I watch it every now and then when. I don't know what to watch, so.
Okay, I've heard good things.
Have you?
It's
have
a
you
little. It's
Deadpool?
A little different.
I haven't seen Deadpool.
No kidding.
Nope.
I don't want.
It's only
comics.
A year old, basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I. What else did I watch? Hot Tub Time Machine 2. That was awful.
How was that turd?
Zoolander 2. Awful.
I haven't seen either of those because I knew they would be awful.
Yeah. I just needed something that was an hour 30. I watched the movie The Bay. Horrible.
The Bay?
B-A-Y yeah. or B-A-E?
B-A-Y. It's a, it takes place in the Chesapeake Bay. And
oh, it's not like B-A-E or
what are those?
B-E-Y?
Oh, no. What are those movies called, like The Blair Witch Project, the way it's shot?
Scripted.
Oh,
point of view
I am the camera.
Yeah, it's all...
I don't know.
All kind of taken like that, and it's just disgusting. It's really gross. It's a gross movie. It's like parasites in the bay, and yeah, you just see them busting out of people's stomachs. Ugh. Alien was good, though. Good movie.
So you did get a lot of watching in.
Oh, all I did was watch movies, and Nora Jones was laid on my stomach, and every once in a while she'd go, "All right, let's go outside. Gotta go to the bathroom."
No.
Now she runs up to the blinds and hits them.
Oh, okay.
And then barks.
Okay.
And then we go, "All right."
She seems kind of rude.
She is rude. I raised her horribly. I apologize.
So I got a call from my parents yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They're in Florida.
Right.
And my mom says, "Jason, I need you to do a big favor for your dad. That silly guy, .. We came to Florida, and he forgot his swimming trunks.
Aww.
Can you go to the house and ship them to us?
They won't just go buy new ones?
No. Well, they'd rather pay the $5 or $10 to ship it than the $20 to buy them.
Well,
they're in my car, literally, ready to ship.
And you're going
to
ship them?
Yeah, I'm shipping them.
How far away do you live from them?
They're in Florida.
No. I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Their house is 8 minutes away from me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an
hour.
They don't
and I go over there and hop. I go on the bike and, you know,
you know what?
My knee, but yeah.
I totally understand this because I'm the same way about
clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah, you would never buy anything new.
No.
No. No.
These are the same jeans I had
last
week.
And next week, when I don't want to wear them anymore, I'll buy new ones.
I thought we weren't doing that this year.
We're not. We're trying.
Experiences, baby. We're going to have experiences,
what
right?
What did you say? I woke up the other morning. I kept thinking, I want to have a life. I don't want to have things.
It sounds better on paper, yeah, honestly.
Use, what was it, minimalist? Use things, love people.
The
like opposite
that.
Doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Drake said that. I'm serious. That's a Drake quote. That's 1,000% serious. I will show you after this podcast where he's
what I've song, you a-hole.
Drake is a big proponent of use things, not people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was the name of one of his albums.
Straight Razors. He uses a lot of Straight Razors.
What song, Drake?
I don't know what song it is, but he goes,
90 degrees.
He trims the shit out of his beard, doesn't
he?
And his forehead.
And he can. It seems like he can grow a beard like overnight.
Mm-hmm. It's like my brother.
What, do you see him every day?
Well, yeah. I mean, it just seems like...
Well, every time he's popping up in some professional athlete locker room, he looks crushed to death.
It depends on who's winning. That's what fan he is. Use things.
He likes
people.
Kentucky, right?
I think he is.
That
Kentucky.
Says everything you need to know. Kentucky's a huge bandwagon
he's from
team.
From Canada.
Right. Canada.
What does that mean? What's wrong with what's wrong with Kentucky basketball?
It's not that. It's that he's from Canada. No, it is that. Kentucky basketball fan. That's weird.
Man, if you're not from the place, you shouldn't be cheering for the team. Yeah. And if you don't have, if you didn't go there for college, you shouldn't be wearing a sweatshirt.
BC. I wish you would learn.
Oh, not me.
I wish you would learn to love people and use things and not the other way around.
What song is it?
Look up. I don't know what that word is.
That might be the meme creator.
Look up quotes. It's from Drake. That's what it doesn't say. Genius lyrics. Connect. No. Mm,
that's a song.
Is that a song?
Yep.
Connect?
Yep. So
there's
basically,
three,
Drake
there's
is
three balls and a strike. Here's the pit.
How far into the
center,
song?
Revere
I have no
goes
idea.
Back, jumps at the wall.
Yeah, this is
isn't
audio
it amazing
from
how you talk all this
I like
shit.
The cover of the album.
Yeah, that's cool. All this shit and we still
lack communication. How beautiful our kids would be. Like kids would be girl. I don't need convincing.
Go, chick, go.
This time will be different. Oh, the idea is fun. Oh, the idea is fun.
Oh, at least we try for home run every time.
Oh, the idea is so fun every time.
Every time.
At least we try for home run.
Swangin', eyes closed, just swangin'. Swangin'.
Same city, same friends if you're looking for me.
Spoiler alert.
Same city, same friends if you're looking. I'll be here just swangin'.
I'll be here just swangin'.
Don't talk to me like I'm famous. I don't assume because I don't respect.
I thought you were supposed to do it with
assumptions, bae.
I'm just trying to connect with something bad.
Yeah, swangin'.
Yeah,
swangin'. She just want to run around the city and make memories that she can barely remember.
It's coming up.
And I'd allow her to talk about pussy power.
She just want to run around the city and make memories that she can barely remember. And I'd allow her to talk about pussy power.
Whoa.
She just want to run over my feelings.
She just want to run over my feelings like she's drinking and driving in an 18-wheeler. And I'd allow her.
She's got an 18-wheeler?
Yeah.
All right, it's coming up. The love people use things coming up.
Not soon enough.
You're the one who started the song.
This is long time.
I show up knowing exactly who I was. Never leave as myself.
When it falls apart, I'm always still down. To pick a million tiny little pieces off the ground. Here it comes.
Learn to love people and use things. Not the other way around.
Pussy power. Pussy power.
Why did the pussy power? That didn't seem to go with the flow
you know,
of the song.
You bring up a good point. It didn't seem to go together, did it? Use things, not people, but how about that pussy power?
It's talking about the influence of the matriarch. Duh.
I still, when I'm down, I go listen to Monster. Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster.
I like, didn't Eminem do a monster?
Jay-Z's
with
the
Rihanna.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I don't care.
I like that one.
I don't care for Eminem and his rapping. I don't care
love his
for
new
it.
Album.
Don't Does he have a new one?
No, the one that's on.
That one, yeah. That was,
play Monster by Jay-Z.
No.
Can you find that?
No.
Well, that's one we'll go out with.
Oh, I already had one ready. What? I had a more appropriate one for
the... In the holster.
I did.
Ah! It was in the holster.
In the holster.
Why don't you use...
Jay-Z or Kanye?
They're together.
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
It's on the album Monster. Shoot the lights out.
Let me know when it starts.
Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. Do me a favor, everyone listening to the Chick McGee Show right now. Tell five friends this is not a pyramid scheme.
I'm going to go to the Eminem version. What do you say, Jess?
I like it.
Hands at the concert. All right, play it, Eminem's. Play up.
I love Riri.
This is great.
Riri sexual.
I like this. I like this one.
You like the song?
It's not the same song, though, right? It's a different song.
No, he kicks in.
Yeah, I know.
She does the
I don't like
chorus, basically, anyway, which is...
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh, well, guess beggars can't be choosy.
Go to chickmcgee.com and show the Chick McGee Show some love. Make a donation. It's all hooked up right there on the website. Send us some money so we can buy Jess some more vegetables.
Jeff, more antibiotics.
Please.
And Jason, more...
bass lessons.
And me, peace of mind. That's Jason, that's Jess, that's Jeff. I'm Chick McGee. We'll be back Thursday with another Chick McGee Show. Thank you, everybody. Oh, good night, everybody.
Is your basement or garage full of old house paint that you know you'll never use? I know mine is. Avocado green, hot pink, antique white. That is a nice shade of white, though. You know, it's easy to recycle your leftover paint, stain, and varnish all over California. Most paint care drop-off locations are paint and hardware stores that take back leftover paint. Keep what you need and recycle the rest. Find a drop-off site near you at paintcare.org.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.